This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 17, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Well, as we're in the open meeting this morning, we'll take up the matter of the guidebook for complainants and respondents and enforcement matters. And Mr. Vice Chairman, do you have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that we suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 09-85.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be able to consider this. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? We could have done it later. Yeah. You're right.
No, we're leaving later.
The motion passes 6-0. Not that late.
You don't anyway. Just do the without objection so moved trick.
Yeah, well, I saw your agenda at the dinner, so I know it. I better prove it while I can. For those of you that aren't in this, the commissioners had a dinner a while back, and they prepared an agenda of the kind that they thought might be humorous while I was chairman. And it was just a modicum of humor in it, really. So.
And even more breaks.
And, you know, reports from staff, things like that.
Initiatives.
Anyway, this is a guidebook for complaints and response and enforcement process, and I'm pleased to see that we're going to be able to vote on it, and hopefully I think we have 6 votes. It's an expansion. It's kind of a first time we've ever done this, but it is expansion of the kind of the tips for complainants that's been on the website. It underwent a very large revision with the major help of the Office of General Counsel. And one then became available for comment, for which there was much by all the commissioners, and very helpful. And I think it's been distilled down to something we can agree this is what we do now. It's not what we think we necessarily want to do in the future. Maybe some changes. I assume and hope there will be. Also, make the record right now that this is not everything that we do. This is a good summary for people to take a look at where we go. It's not law. It's not and have the force of an advisory opinion or a rule. It's simply a discussion of how we get stuff done generally. So that's very important because there are things that we do that are not in here, but they are educational, I think, for 90% of the people that really want to take a good, Commissioner Weintraub says, one-stop shop, look what we do. And now we'll have it, be able to put it on the website. Anybody can take a look at kind of how the sausage is made from the outside, not from the inside. That's a different different view. Further comment from anyone? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank you for your leadership on this issue. This was your idea, and I want to particularly thank Tom Anderson on your staff for the many, many, many hours that he put into this document and for putting up with all of us running in and saying, change this, Tom, change that, Tom.
Until about 10 o'clock this morning.
Yes, this is a really late submitted document.
Or would you believe noon?
But it's a great idea. It'll provide more transparency. I think, you know, one concern that's been voiced from time to time is that there's a segment of the bar that used to work in the building, and they somehow have an advantage over the people who never worked in the building because they know all the inside secrets. So now, you know, we'll put it out there, and everybody can know this really, you know, hot, you know, secret document, you know, that this is the way it works. I think a lot of people knew a lot of this information. A lot of this information was out there in some format somewhere, maybe harder to find, and now we'll make it easy for people to find. So I thank you, Mr. Chairman, for spearheading this.
Oh, my pleasure. Anything further? Commissioner McGann.
Thank you, Chairman. I want to echo some of Commissioner Weintraub's comments, and thank you for your leadership on this. I think it's a great idea. I was originally in the school of thought of let's get it perfect and let's really do it thorough and let's have it be very thick and try to cover everything. And the chair and the vice chair persuaded me that it's better to get it rolling and get this out. It's not a comprehensive guide to everything the commission does, but that's not its purpose. And I want to really thank both the chair and the vice chair for putting this together. and persuading me that, reminded me probably of something that former Chairman Lenhardt told me when I first joined the commission. He said, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good enough. And this is well beyond good enough, but it's certainly a healthy first step, and certainly continues along the line that Chairman Walther has drawn for us, notwithstanding humor and good intentioned faux agendas. This is one of many accomplishments this year, and I'm glad we're getting it done. There are still some secrets, of course, and Commissioner Weintraub is right. There is the perception that there are internal procedures and things that the outside doesn't know about. If you've worked here, then you know about them. And there are some, and some remain, as they probably should, until the commission changes its mind. For example, why you get audited, it's for cause, but the specifics are not the sort of thing that we tell the public, or why the reports analysis division may refer you. We are general on that, and then how we calculate penalties. If you look at a lot of MERS, you can sort of reverse engineer. But there are things that remain until the commission changes its mind. When it comes to the procedures, those are and ought to be public when you file things, that sort of thing. And I think this is a good step in that direction to give folks a much more comprehensive summary of many things that are sort of public, sort of on the website, sort of out there, but not really pulled together in one document, and then some things that probably were never really written down anywhere, but now are, although they seem to be open secrets, I suppose. So I want to thank really everyone for their work on this, and plan to support the document. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just also echo everything that Commissioners McGann and Weintraub have said about this. I think it will be a very useful guide for, as the title says, for complainants and respondents in enforcement matters. I think it sets forth in detail the mechanics of the enforcement process. I think will be a very useful guide, kind of a one-stop shopping for much of what we do. As has been mentioned, this isn't exhaustive. I think we could probably fill a bookshelf with a more exhaustive volume, but I think that this is a very good first step. And I also would echo what others have said about the chairman's leadership on this matter, and his diligence in seeing that it came to fruition, and also the work that his staff put into it, which was very impressive. So I will happily support this as well.
Yeah, thank you very much. Anything further? Well, I want to say the way it came about really was with Tom Anderson out there, and Tom was kind of secreted away on the other end of the building, and I guess that's a good position for NEA if you can be 50 yards away from your boss, but he diligently, quietly worked with OGC in a way that only Tom can do, and put together this thing really with his own ingenuity, his own outline, and that kind of thing. And by the time I looked at what he considered was ready to be looked at, I thought, wow, this is really great. It's really got a lot of work, a lot of thought, a lot of organization, and so it was able to get off to a real, great start. Anyhow, nothing further. All in favor? Do we have a motion? Motion? Who'd like to make a motion?
The Vice Chair would.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Motion. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we approve the guidebook for complainants and respondents on the FEC enforcement process as set forth in agenda document number 09-85.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes 6-0.